Several things this morning. First of all, we're sitting down here on our little island, Rudy and I, and watching the dragon boat races out in the distance. And last night I was talking to my son, and we were talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger and working out, and, you know, what you have to do and how he became who he became. And the whole thing sort of clicked, because working out in a gym to build muscle is the same thing as what we're doing here mentally. Because mentally, we're strengthening our ability to create things and experiences we want in our life. But we're using our minds rather than our physical, our physical bodies. We're using, in a sense, our minds and the energy that creates universes. So, we're using our mind to engage that. And it's like a muscle. I mean, it's something we have to learn. And we have to work at it every day, like going to the gym. And we have to improve every day a little bit. Sometimes we don't see the improvement on a day-to-day basis, but we have to have an improvement on a week-to-week basis. And so, in creating, with using the experience to engage everything that engages to create the object that we want the experience to experience with, as, let's say, the money, has to improve. In other words, the feeling, the emotions, the experience of actually having that money has to improve, has to expand, has to become stronger every day. We may not see it every day, but there has to be an improvement every week. And I think I've been kind of slacking off. Yeah, I've been working with the feeling and feeling it, but not really getting much of an improvement. It's sort of like I'm going to the gym and I'm doing 10 push-ups. And every day I do 10 push-ups. Well, whoopee ding. You see, the idea is you go Tuesday, you do 10 push-ups. Wednesday, you may do other things. You maybe don't. In the gym, when you're working on muscles, you don't work on the same muscle every single day. You work on it one day, then on a different muscle the next day. And maybe that may just work also. And I was thinking about that, but that's the second part. First of all, is 10 push-ups. Well, the next time you do 10 push-ups, it should really be 12 push-ups. And the next time after that, 13 or 14. Have to push beyond where we were. And the same thing goes with creating. It has to be a stronger feeling. It has to improve. Otherwise, we just sit there, and what happens if it doesn't improve? We just do it, and it won't stay in the same. It will either improve or disimprove. In other words, we'll actually become less and less each day if we don't push ourselves to improve it. And then, in a sense, we're not really getting better at it. And two things happen. One, we get bored with it, because it's not really improving. And if something's not improving, it gets boring. Doing the 10 push-ups every day, there's no motivation to go and do them tomorrow. If you did 10, and then the next time you did 11, and the next time 12, and the next time 13, and moved up and improved, it gets exciting, because you know there's going to be improvement. You're looking for an improvement. You expect an improvement. You believe an improvement, and there will be an improvement. But if we stay where we are, even if mentally feeling the experience of having the 3.6 million, that's not good enough. We have to expand it and work on expanding it. So that's what I did this morning. I would not settle for that feeling I've been sort of getting every day. Because I realize that's a monotone feeling now. It's just there when I start doing it in a few minutes. It's kind of there. But it's not really exciting anymore. It's not even really interesting. It's actually more boring. And it's sort of getting kind of a little on the numb side. It doesn't feel as good anymore. It doesn't have the excitement with it. And the expectancy with it. So, I have to push. Now, I stuck with it and I stuck with it till I got something better. And it only stayed for a split second. But boy, was it good. And then I stayed with it again and I stayed with it and I stayed with it and I got it again. Only for a split second, like it was just a taste. But now I know that it can improve, and tomorrow I will go for that taste and I will increase it to more than a split second. I will hold it longer. It was very fleeting. It sort of was there, and as soon as I paid a little attention to it, it ran away. It disappeared. It like fleetingly vanished. But I know it's there. And now I know I can go for it and bring it forth. And I know that the more I increase it, the more that money will be created, and the closer it comes to me. Now, that's not all. That's only part of it. The better I get at that, the better I will get at creating anything else I pick. Because I'll have become so good at it that when I pick something else, I know what to do. I know how to get that feeling. I know how to set up a prop. And it's like a muscle, you know? It's like saying you work on push-ups and you work on sit-ups. Well, you might work on something else new, but that's going to go faster and better than if you had never done any workouts. Because your whole system is used to working out and is used to pumping that blood, and your heart is used to pumping that blood. So, working out on a new area in your body, physically, will go easier if you've already done some workouts and have been pushing yourself a little bit to get better and better. And the same thing is with the mental. With the mentally creating. It will improve. But we have to push for that improvement. So, from 1 week to the next, we have to see the improvement. That's all there is to it. Now, the other thing is I'm thinking now that with workout, we shift. When I used to work in the gym, we would work on one group of muscles, and then you go to the gym next day and you work another group of muscles. And basically, one day a week, we would take off. We wouldn't work out at all. And I think we can do something like that, similar with the mental part, what we're doing right now of creating. And I'm thinking about it. I'm not going to yet do it, because I want to stay with this 3.6 million a little longer. Because I feel if I shift now, then I'm just sort of running from what I'm trying to do it. Right now I'm trying to get to the level of where I feel an improvement. And actually, in a sense, I'm learning how to do that, because it's new to me. When you first go to the gym for the first time in your life, you actually have to learn how to work out. You have to learn how to push yourself without hurting yourself. Well, sometimes you might even hurt yourself a little bit, but you have to get in there and say, this is what I am going to do. There is no nothing else. This is what we're going to do, and this is what we're going to achieve, and we're going to do it. See, that's the thing. Really, in my mind, this is going to be done, one way or another. There is no ifs about it. There is no slacking off. There is no, I'm tired. There is no, oh, I don't feel like it. There's none of that. There's just not going to be any excuses. In the morning, we are going to the gym. Well, okay, not the physical gym, but to the mental one. And we're going to do that, and that's all there's to it. And if you're reading this and playing along, well, then either play along or don't. So there's no point in this half-assed thing. There's no point coming home going, I'm too tired. Tough shit. You do it anyway, then you can have a nap, and then you'll do it again. The point is to push. The point is, even if we have to push until it hurts. Now, sometimes in creating, I've noticed if a person pushes too hard, that tends up to be a blocker. That tends up to be resistance, and that's maybe fine. Right now, what we're doing is we're going for the feeling of having this 3.6 million. As we practice that and learn that, the heck with the 3.6 million, whether they come or not, or whether that puts up resistance. That doesn't matter. What we're trying to do is get that muscle built up, so that when we switch to something else, like a car, of a house, a pair of shoes, a job, a friend, I don't care what it is, we've built that muscle up. We know what to do, and we can go right to it. See, and by so doing, we increase it even more. So, in a sense, we become a mental bodybuilder. And that's really what we're doing. But we're not creating our thinking ability. In a sense, we're not doing that. We're not trying to be geniuses. But we are trying, in a sense, not trying, we're going to do it, to be fantastic creators. To be able to create things we want to experience in our lives. I mean, that's what we want. And like anything else, we went to school for 12 years to learn to read and write and a little math and a little history, which most of it's bullshit anyway. And 12 years. So I think we can put a little time into this creating thing that's really going to bring us most of the joy. So, again, today, I am going to do it again, and I am going to go after that feeling, because that feeling, in comparison to what I had been feeling, was like fantastic. It was like actually felt in comparison as that I had the money. And there's probably a feeling beyond that, but the beautiful part to it was that it was a very good feeling, a very happy feeling. You see, that means to me I'm creating more than just the money, but a package. I'm creating myself very healthily, happily rich. And I think that's what we want. I'm quite sure that's what we're after. And so, that's what we're going to do. And that's, I think, the way we're going to look at it from here on in. Now, the props for anything that we create is very important. I noticed that. Because as I was playing with it yesterday a little bit without my card, you know, without my little picture, and the numbers on it, the 3.6 million on it, and it's not quite the same. Because then I'm trying to use visualization, and I'm playing more of a visualization. And I'm not into visualization, I'm into the feeling because I know that creates it faster. It engages all the things that have to be engaged in order to make the creation sort of thing happen. The manifestation, whatever you want to call it. So, the prop is really important. You know what? A prop could be anything. It could be if you're doing a car, it could be a tiny little toy car. If you wanted a job, it could be a little tiny plastic man or woman with a briefcase or whatever. It could be a picture that represents exactly what we want in feeling wise. That representation is going to help because it removes the visualization need. And by that, takes less energy because we're not dividing ourselves between the feeling and between visualization. It's right there in front of us. It's right there. It's like a prop. And it reminds us of exactly what we want. So I think that prop is important. Even if it's just a drawing, a little doodle, as long as it represents what we want. Shit, it could be on a tiny little rock. You could draw the tiniest little picture outline of a car and keep that in your pocket. That's all it takes. And there you have the rock in your hand and you're looking at it. That's it. You could carve it into a rock, into a piece of wood. It doesn't really matter. But we need that prop. So this morning, Roberta and I were talking about health and healing. And I said, this is no good. You got to get this down packed. You have to make a decision. Otherwise, things are going to go bad here. You have to make a decision that you want to live and you want to live happily. And you have to find the prop so that you get an idea of what it feels like to be healthy. I mean, where, without a prop, how do you get a sense of what it feels like to be healthy when you're not healthy? You have to have a prop. You have to have something that represents a feeling of happiness. Start there. Look at this prop. And then increase the happiness. No matter how you feel at the moment. Depressed, sad, unhealthy, whatever. We have to actually mentally change the feeling to what we want. Which means, in her case, health. In my case, the feeling of having the 6 million. So, in that sense, I believe that she needs a prop that really gives her an idea, a picture of health, and then be able to use that to bring up the feeling, the sensation in herself, the feelings and emotions of being very healthy. And it's going to be a little tough at the beginning, but again, like going to the gym, you got to work out and do it. I'm kind of a little excited about it because, see, again, I see expansion, you know, and I was getting a little, I think, down because I was working with the feeling and realized I wasn't really expanding it. I was just getting the feeling of having a 3.6 million, and sort of sitting there was kind of like a monotone feeling because it's the one same one I've been feeling for over a week. I haven't really pushed to improve it. And so it wasn't even exciting to do anymore. I just pushed myself to do it. Because I'm not going to give up. No matter what. Giving up is not an option. You change gears, but you never give up. You change direction, but you never give up. Ever. That is not an option under any circumstances. You do not ever, ever stop. The thing is, if you put that into your mind, everything in this life, everything becomes open to you and everything becomes possible. If you just follow that one simple rule, never give up. Ever. So, now I'm excited because I pushed myself and I got the new feeling. It's like I've been doing the 10 push-ups all week. Pretty bored, like why do I bother going 10 push-ups? Now I pushed myself and I got to 15. Well, now I know I can go to 20, 25, 30. I want the feeling so much so that I am confused about whether or not I have it. I would actually have to go and check to make sure whether it's there or not. That's how strong of a feeling I want. I know when it's that far, it's there. When it gets to that point, that's when we'll switch. So now, if you're reading this, and when we get to that point, and let's say you're not there yet, well, it's up to you whether you continue on and keep going till you're there before you switch. Ideally, that would be the ideal thing to do. Because you want that. That's a marker. And I don't like to put markers places, but generally, that's a marker. That's telling us something. So, I've noticed that in the past, that when I get to something to that point, it's basically a done deal. Then I can just let go, walk away, it'll come. Don't have to think about it anymore. Don't need to do anything at all. It will just come on its own. Just go on to something totally different. And that's where we want to be. It's a feeling, and there's no mistaking it. There's absolutely none. You actually get confused of whether or not you have this object or not. It's actually a very fun feeling. It's not a scary feeling. It's fun and it's exciting, especially if you know what it means.